Well, welcome back to this episode of Prez Talk. I'm so excited that you guys are listening. Today I have special guest Sydney Jones on the mic. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. So that song, so every episode I give everyone the option to choose a song, and that was a song called Break My Soul by Beyonce. Sydney, tell us a little bit about why you chose that song.
One, I just absolutely love Beyonce, and two, because my soul... This week has been a hard week. This semester has been a hard semester, but my soul isn't broken, so.
Hey, that's really good. Well, I'm really glad. Well, I brought you on today because I just wanted to ask, you're graduating in 5 days?
Three-ish.
3 days, okay, excuse me. 3 days you're graduating, and so I'm really excited just to see wherever you go after this. I mean, even though you're coming back for your master's, but we can talk about that in a little bit. But I just wanted to go ahead and kick off. I have some questions for you. And first of all, I'm just going to start off with something fun is, if you were stranded on a desert island, what are 5 things that you would need to survive and why? Just 5 things.
Water.
Uh-huh.
God.
Amen.
Takis.
Uh-huh.
Tacos.
And a man.
And my man.
Well, that's amazing. So looking back on 4 years here at LCU, how are you feeling? Are you excited? Are you nervous? Are you sad? Like, I mean, we can talk about what your plans are after graduation, but I mean, what are you feeling?
I can't be sad since I'm coming back next year.
Well, I mean, you can be, but I'm
feeling all the emotions right now.
Well, then let's start there. What are your plans after graduation?
My plans are to come back and complete my master's in human performance and exercise sports science. But I am feeling sad. I'm feeling happy. I'm excited. I just can't believe 4 years went by so fast. I feel like I was just getting moved into KR and everyone wearing crazy masks and stuff. And I just remember being just that little freshman, just being nervous. I couldn't believe that I was in college, and now it's over. It's crazy.
Well, that's definitely crazy, but I'm glad that you I'm glad that you're experiencing all the things, and I guess all the normal things when it comes to being a senior. Just the excitement of being a senior, the excitement of graduation and all of the things. If you had to go back to this year, what would you say was the most challenging task of being a senior?
Balance, I think, had to be one of the most challenging tasks, balancing just between my classes, being a student athlete, being involved and having these different exec positions while also trying to work, all that, just having to find that correct balance to get everything done to my standards at least, and still be just kind of like satisfied by the end of the day.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really glad that you found that balance, I guess, especially as you're getting ready to walk the stage. You obviously got everything done because you wouldn't be walking in 3 days, but you know. But what would you say, like, if you had to go back freshman year to now, what is something that you would tell yourself then? Maybe like even thinking of it in the aspect of like, if you could tell your 15-year-old self something, maybe your freshman self here at LCU.
Get involved, that it's easy for people to love you if they know you, and don't be scared to just step out of the box. LCU, people, the culture was just things I've just never been around and never experienced. And I was just so nervous to just put myself out there. But in reality, as soon as I did it, everyone accepted me for myself. I didn't have to change a thing. Like, I was just myself, and I was still loved for me. And I was just so nervous to do that my freshman, sophomore year. And then once I did it my junior year, I just wish that I could have gone back and changed it and did everything I did my junior year, my freshman year.
Yeah. Well, I definitely understand that, and I'm really glad that you've been here for 4 years. I know you've definitely made an impact on this campus, and so what has been your highlight of your senior year?
Ooh, that's a great one. The highlight for me has to be doing LCU for OBK. That's the first one that I've actually done and just been a part of, and every step of the way just been asked my opinion on certain things and just seeing that outcome, knowing that that was one of the best outcomes, I believe.
Yeah.
For LCU, for LBK, just knowing that I was a part of something like that. Oh, you were too. Yeah, and being able to just work with you. It was just fun.
Well, I'm really glad that we got to do that together. I had a lot of fun doing that, and it's definitely crazy to sit back and think, like, I met you 3 years ago and now you're graduating. I mean, although you're coming back for your master's, it's just crazy to think, like, I'm almost done with my degree too. So
exactly, it goes so fast.
And so did you feel like any of the senioritis? Like, and if you did, like, what did that feel like? Can you describe that?
I did feel senioritis. I was very exhausted, very tired. I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm still doing this. I felt senioritis with track. I was just like, I can't believe I'm still at practice at 6 o'clock in the morning doing drills as a 21-year-old. I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm not a USA Olympian. What's happening? But I think one of the things that motivated me was the fact that, like, it's all for an end goal. Like, it's all to get that degree. So every time I felt like tired or exhausted or didn't want to do an assignment, I'm like, girl, like, you only have a few more times to do these assignments just so you can get what you worked for. So
that's awesome. Well, I know that especially like finding a college and knowing where to go to college can be hard, especially if maybe, especially you being an athlete, you probably had many offers from other places. But what was your dream college and why?
My dream college was to be in Atlanta, Georgia at a historically black college or university. So I definitely did not expect to be at a school like LCU, but I'm happy that I got to go to a school like LCU. But I did want to go to Spelman University, and that was that's an all-girls college in Atlanta, Georgia, or Clark, Atlanta. But, you know, I was here instead, and I'm so blessed that I got to be here instead of being there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad. which is, so looking at that though, like choosing LCU and all of the things, and wanting to go somewhere where, or actually getting to go somewhere where you didn't want to go necessarily, like because you were looking at so many different options, what advice would you tell some incoming freshmen that maybe in the same shoes as you, or may experience some of the same things that you know that they will experience, especially because you've lived in KR, got the on-campus experience and all of those things. And so what would you tell some incoming freshmen?
Anybody that's just like moving to come to Lubbock, or anyone moving out the house, just being Lubbock, or anyone going to college in general, like you're going to get those jitters regardless. Like you're going to be nervous regardless of wherever you go. And I honestly never felt unsure about being at LCU. I've always felt sure about it, even though that wasn't where I wanted to go. I felt like I was going to be okay at LCU. So I feel like knowing that you're going to have to experience it anyway, so just get through that jitter, but don't stop yourself from being who you are because you're so nervous about all these feelings. So I just think just step out there and just LCU will take care of you. So you have really nothing, you don't have a lot to worry about.
No, that's fair. I'm really glad that you're saying that. Cause I think a lot for, especially for me, like LCU was kind of like my top choice in the sense of it was close to home and I only lived an hour and a half from here. Then my parents moved and I was like, oh, okay, this is fun. And so like navigating the unknown. And so thank you for sharing that. I really think that a lot of people need to hear that, especially being at a place like LCU. What would you say was your favorite thing to do on campus despite like LCU for OBK? Maybe like a place that like you just went to get away or went to have fun.
My like chill spots. I like the rec patio because I love being outside anyway. I just, that's one of the things that my mom and I did when I was back at home, is just sit on our patio for hours in like a patio like LCU where I could sit down, do my work and still be shaded, but just be outside. Like that was definitely one of my places, just kind of like decompress. The library, I would not recommend going there. I only would recommend like the quiet area for the library. Other than that, like if you need to chill and see some friends, go to the library so you can hang out. And then the Bible building, upstairs in the Bible building, that is my spot. Yeah. I guess I'm telling y'all wherever y'all need to find me whenever I am on campus, like I'm literally in those three buildings. But the upstairs Bible building, if it's not windy, it's a lot better. But it's just such a nice view. You get to see outside. It's chill and the sun is still like out sometimes.
Beaming.
Yeah. So those three places were like my spots on campus.
Well, that's awesome. I'm really glad. And so what year did you graduate high school?
2020 COVID year.
So what would you say maybe, or what impact did that have, especially on your college experience? Maybe like, I don't know what it looked like in Texas. I came from New Mexico, so we're very much more strict when it came to COVID stuff, but maybe coming from something similar to LCU, how was that transition? Was it hard?
It was difficult, but one of the things that I've struggled with is graduation, because I never got the experience, that true experience of graduating, like right. when I was supposed to graduate. So now that I'm graduating, I don't know how to feel, because I never had a chance to feel like that in high school. And I think it's just kind of strange, to be honest, because I'm like, I never walked across the stage in like May or June. I never had to like, you know, do the things that you're supposed to do in order to graduate. So I definitely struggle with like how I'm supposed to feel now that I'm graduating. But other than that, I mean, Lubbock LCU was like, they're pretty strict on their COVID rules and guidelines. But like once that mask mandate was up, like it was up. So I still felt good, even though I couldn't see my classmates' faces. We were just making eye contact the whole time. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome. And so there's definitely probably been people and or professors that have had an impact on you. And so if you're willing to share who are maybe a couple of those, or maybe one person that's had such a huge impact on your story while you've been here.
I have two people who I just recently talked about in another senior video I did for LCU. But my first person would be Monica Williams, or Monica Hill, Dr. Monica Hill. She has been, she has helped me academically since COVID. I just remember being on Life Size yeah. with her and getting my schedule together and just meeting her through the like, phones and then or through the camera, and then being here at LCU, she's been my advisor. She's been great. She's guided me. She's kept me close to the Lord, like whenever I felt unsure about what to do or just like my nervous. She just really understood me, especially being in an athlete's perspective and also being in a student perspective. She's just like that one person I really needed academic wise to just help me and guide me and be there for me. And she's just been such a helping hand, a great hand. And then Josh Stevens. Oh my gosh, I love him. He has been in my boat and he knows what I'm talking about. I never got a chance to tell him, but he's just always been one of those people that has been there for me just emotionally and spiritually. And whenever I just needed someone to talk to, I've never had a dean of students. Like in high school, I was not close to my dean of students. And I just think it's amazing that he builds these relationships with these students in college. And just knowing that I can go to like a head like that and not be judged or be looked at differently, and just to be like my authentic self. So yeah, they both been great people in my walk with LCU.
Well, good. Well, with our motto of like, we walk with you, I'm glad that people have walked with you.
Yes, they
in this season, especially Dr. Monica Hill and then Josh Stevens. They're really dear to my heart, so I'm really glad. This kind of question heavy, but what is maybe one class that you could maybe go back? And I don't know. I mean, maybe you didn't have a favorite class, but if you did have a favorite class, what is maybe something that like stood out to you, or that class that made it enjoyable? And maybe if you could go back and do it again, which one would it be?
I would redo my human A&P, and it's not for enjoyable reasons. It's not because I liked that class. It was a very hard and difficult class. And Dr. Monica gave that to me freshman year, just head on, just gave it to me. And I did not know how to take notes at that time. Yeah. I didn't know anything about that class. And I never took a human A&P in high school. So I was completely confused. But I would definitely retake that, because it's so much to learn and so much to take away from in that class that I did not know how to understand at that time.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't do it because I enjoyed that class, because I know a lot of freshmen and just a lot of people who struggle in general, but just I can actually go back and retain that information that I learned. That's what I'll redo.
Yeah, that's definitely fair. And just so you can start thinking, but is there maybe like a centering scripture or something that has maybe stood with you in this time, maybe even a song that has gotten you through the last 4 years here? I mean, you don't have to give the direct reference if you don't like have it right on your heart, but if you do, like, is there something that pushed you through?
By his name is Marvin Sapp. It's called Praise Him in Advance. And that song has definitely been in my playlist since I was in high school. And, you know, sometimes you do have to praise God in advance for the blessings that are about to come, because you just really never know. You always go through stuff and you're like, God, why am I going through this? But in reality, like, it is such a great outcome. And I always have to listen to that song just to realize, like, yeah, it's hard right now, but just praise him in advance for what he's about to do.
That's good. That's good. Thank you for sharing that. And so just a couple last questions. What would you say maybe are some ways that you've noticed or other people have pointed out to you that you've changed during your college experience?
I think I've grown spiritually a lot more in my college experience. I mean, I've always had that relationship with God, but it became 101 like in high school, but it seriously became 101, not because I had to go to chapel every day or anything, but just because college is a struggle. You know, I didn't have my parents really. I had them on the phone, but I didn't have them physically with me. I had friends who weren't my friends. I had friends who were my friends. It was just like I dealt with a lot in my all 4 years, and I didn't have anybody to turn to but God in the midst of all of my hard times. So I think I've just grown so much spiritually. I've gotten closer to God, and I don't know. And then also just being an encounter and champion, mm-hmm. and being like a counselor, I got to see like kids who are like, who understand God and who feel God. And I don't think I felt God at that age. And it's just so encouraging to know that, you know, just seeing like, I don't know, but yeah spiritually.
Well, that's good. I'm really glad to hear that. I definitely know that you bring a lot of joy to those people around you. Part of the reason I asked you to be on this podcast was because I knew that there would be joy filled here. And so thank you for walking with me these last 3 years and taking the time to get to know me. You know, that's just a reward in itself. I'm so blessed that I've gotten to know Caden also through you and, you know, through other people, but also just build a relationship in that way. And so I'm grateful for your time here at LCU. But most importantly, before we go, maybe someone who is looking, just looking at LCU, like not even through the lens of what you've been through, your experience, like what would you tell them?
Looking at LCU to come, but unsure about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I graduated from a small high school. So coming to LCU, I also had that like small smaller classrooms. I got that one-on-one interaction with my professors. They knew me personally. They didn't know me just by like a number. To have like that advantage of knowing your professors, knowing your dean, knowing your president. Like if you want to be seen, if you want to be heard, if you want to make friends who want the best for you, if you want to build that relationship or continue building that relationship with God, or if you don't even have a relationship with God and want to like start a relationship with God, just all those things are just big factors when you come to LCU. So I think if you're unsure about it, when pray about it. But second, just like you'll be seen here, you'll be heard here. It doesn't matter your gender, your race, it doesn't matter anything. Like these people will love you and take care of you. So I think you should do it.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that. And thank you for being on this episode of Press Talk. I'm so excited that I got to have you on today. If you're listening for the first time, I hope that you'll go and listen to the other episodes of either my show or the other shows. They're really cool, really amazing. And so I'm really excited that I get the opportunity to do this. Here at LCU, we walk with you. And so I'm really excited that I've gotten to experience that with Sydney. Sydney, any last final thoughts before we sign off?
No final thoughts. Just see you next year.
Oh, yes. See you next year. I'm so excited. And that is all on this episode of Press Talk. Thanks for listening.